Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps have been upgraded to municipalities, integrating them nationally. Concurrently, Kenya launched a national strategy to counter chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. The Senate will hear impeachment charges against Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo next week. A new report reveals extreme wealth inequality, with 125 Kenyans owning more than 42 million citizens combined. The High Court also ruled against KBC's biometric data collection. Meanwhile, by-elections in 22 areas saw violence, including a recovered gun, amidst IEBC denying ballot stuffing claims. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
by-elections see minimal women participation, with only 2 out of 181 aspirants, sparking calls for electoral reforms. Elsewhere, Mbeera North constituency by-election experienced chaos amid voter bribery accusations. The IEBC is confirming winners across various constituencies.
In business,
reforms could add over 77.7 billion Kenyan shillings to Kenya's GDP, says a CAK report, but criticizes state control of Kengen and sugar mills for stifling competition. Meanwhile, Mars Wrigley will invest 4.3 billion shillings in a new Kenyan gum line.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.